public education. Where do we begin? That is the question. Well, we don't have time to go in that much detail. But the one thing we know is we must begin to dismantle the public educational system and reduce it down until we have turned it over to the control of parents who have children that are school age. But first, again, Christians must remove their children from the public school system. Public schools, as we have shown, are antithetical to Christianity. And we have a mandate from God to give our children only a biblically based education. I shall address this in the next few presentations on Christian education. Second, in order to reduce the deficit and the escalating cost of education, we must first collapse the Federal Department of Education. Second, remove all education from the federal government, including the oversight of colleges and universities. And third, stop spending good tax dollars after a bad educational system. Remember, the United States is ranked 14th in education in the world, and it's declining. Third, we must be resolved to force the state to return control of public education to the counties and the parents of the school-age children who reside within those counties. With the privatization of education, the schools will operate with tuitions and donations from parents, citizens, and local businesses. How do we do this? First, with the reduction of federal tax dollars by removing education from federal oversight, and with the reduction of state taxes by removing education from state oversight, citizens will have more funds to put toward their children's tuition. Christians do this today with private Christian schools without getting a tax break. Thus, they pay both for children who attend public schools and then pay for the private education of their own children. Second, we cut all educational taxes from the county's property tax. This gives more dollars back to the parents to spend on their children's tuition for a better education. So, what would be the benefit of dismantling the whole public school system? I think it's this. First, we would create an environment of competition for students by producing better educational systems. Second, more parental involvement in education and direct oversight in the education of their children would take place. The educational system today doesn't want the parents involved unless they're willing to promote their agenda. The parents must be involved in their children's education. And with the privatization of schools, it's the parents who will give direct oversight to ensure that the quality of education that they desire is being given to their children. The educational system will be accountable to the parents rather than the parents accountable to a state system. Third, there should be a reduction of cost taxes for those who no longer have children in school. Those who have put their children through private schools, once they have grown, no longer are required to pay for other children. It's the burden that belongs to the family. But we should not burden those who have fulfilled their obligation. As a part of that body of parents who have given oversight to the education of their children. Fourth, it would be a reduction in federal and state taxes. Fifth, a reduction in property taxes. It would be a change from statistic philosophy and the perpetuation of socialistic ideals. Less government interference would result in the family. Allowing the government to deal really with their really important two functions. National security within a just system of government and social order and national security, national defense. We could have the greatest military in the world, best equipped, advanced far beyond because of the abundance of money that is no longer being paid out for all the entitlement programs that are going on in our nation. Another benefit would be more input from the parents in their children's educational development. It will create a competitive environment among educators. Those who are successful in giving quality education will get the better salaries. The schools who offer better education will have those wanting to have children placed in their environment for a better education. Rather than those who think and teach the statist and humanistic propaganda, which in reality is just a glorified babysitter. These kind of teachers will have the privilege of going out and finding another job. Leave education to the educators who actually teach and properly prepare our students. In the history of our country, in its ethical formation, in the understanding of its constitutional structure of government, in learning how to have a just system of weight and measurement within our economy, that they might propagate the true freedom this nation was founded upon. Reversing the downgrade in education will eventually return our children in this country to the number one ranking among the world of educated students. This is what we need. Think of how much money we will save. Think of the benefit we give those who have fulfilled their obligation and are not struggling to make ends meet now that they have reached retirement age. There's a lot of benefit in the privatization of the American educational system. I hope that we will work toward that end for a better America. Let us not forget, Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Psalm 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.